Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an x-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to take any feelings of self-doubts that women have and turn those feelings and limiting beliefs around so that they're confident about themselves and realizing their biggest dreams. So I am super excited to introduce Anita Coit. Now, Anita is the owner of A Queen's Coach and is a professional certified life coach. She works with women to help them create a balance between work, home, and family. Anita also coaches women to overcome limiting beliefs in order for them to gain the confidence to meet their personal and professional goals. Now, she's passionate about empowering women on a mindset level in order to bring about the real change necessary for them to confidently pursue their dreams to the fullest. Now, as a wife, mother, business owner, and coach, Anita also understands the demands that arise from trying to balance work and life. Now, she has several diplomas and certifications, among them law procedures, neurolinguistics, cognitive behavior therapy, life coaching, and modern applied psychology. Now, during this time, Anita is also offering her services to men, as she recognizes that everyone deserves a chance to have unconditional support. Well, welcome, Anita. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Thank you so much, Wendy. It is an absolute pleasure to spend this time with you.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, I just love how you're helping women and men, sounds like, create an ease in their lives, you know, regardless of those daily demands of work, home, and family that kind of keep us maybe chasing our tails at times. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I am excited to share it all with your listeners.
Yeah, thank you. And so, of course, top of my list is, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
Wendy, to be honest, it's something that I have felt my whole life that I was here to do. Wow. Every industry that I've ever been in, I've always had coworkers or friends come to me when there were problems or issues that they needed some help with. So I've always been that helper. And you know, I call it a midlife crisis, but at around 50, I just decided, you know, life is short. If I don't try it now, I may never have an opportunity to try it. And it was just something that felt right within me. And I just decided to go for it.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, I love that. I mean, you realize that that's probably something that would really create that sense of fulfillment. And obviously, it sounds like you just naturally have been that go-to person for your friends, families, you know, it's like, oh, let's go ask Anita. But you know what, Anita, can we grab a cup of coffee?
Wait a second.
I do this. It's pretty easy for me and I like doing it. Bingo.
Yeah.
And
it was very fulfilling.
Yeah. So yeah. Awesome. Well, so how long have you had your own coaching practice and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
It has. So I've been a professional coach for about a year and a half now. And I remember starting out and I was so excited and I wanted to help everybody because I'd finally made the decision to listen to what I knew was true for me. And I wanted to help everyone and in every issue. So now I've kind of scaled back and said, you know, my zone of expertise is a little bit more specialized. And I really have honed in on that. So rather than helping everybody, I really like the idea of specifically helping certain people with certain issues. Mm-hmm. And I feel that I can give much more value to rather than spreading myself out a little bit too thin.
Right. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. And it allows your prospective clients to really identify with
exactly
in the work that you, in the work that you provide. So yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. So have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Absolutely. Although I've had amazing support externally, I mean, I couldn't ask for better support through my family and friends, and especially my husband, such a big supporter. The biggest challenge I've had is probably overcoming imposter syndrome. And once I kind of delved into that, realized there were a lot of money blocks going on with my beliefs. So really kind of delving into those and looking at those more deeply. I mean, going into business certainly brings up a lot of your stuff. So
having there you are.
Examine them.
All the good
and the bad. Not absolutely. So but yeah, a lot of those challenges came from internally.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're not alone in that sort of thing. So, well, can you share maybe one technique that you utilize to get over that? Let's say, you know, that imposter syndrome, because obviously this is your zone of genius. You know, you've been naturally helping people solve their life issues, you know, whatever that might be appearing as for so many years. But yet, you know, when it came to, okay, this is what I'm doing now, then this imposter syndrome, you know, steps in. So, okay, which is ridiculous, right? We know that intellectually, but can you share a little, maybe a little technique that you did with our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's one I do with my own clients as well. So our brain wants to find the familiar and it likes the comfort zone, and that's why it freaks out. So I really had to look at myself and say, okay, why do I feel this? And it's easy to find the evidence for how I feel. So then I just reframed it. If I feel I'm not good enough and I can find evidence for that, how about I turn it around and find evidence that I am good enough? And where have I shown up where I have been good enough in the past? So I flip it around. And because your brain will find evidence for whatever it is you're asking it to find evidence for, it's just a matter of reframing the question. Right. And you will find that answer. You can change your thinking and, you know, you can challenge your thoughts. It's super easy once you understand where that thought's coming from. And that's where I find a lot of the coaching comes in. So I really just coached myself as I would my own clients and challenged my thoughts.
That's great. Yeah. I love that. We forget that our brain is its main function is to keep us safe.
Yeah.
You know,
it likes the comfort zone. Do not leave the cave.
Yeah, that's how it's hardwired. We're going to keep the heart pumping. Yeah. We're going to keep the blood going. We're going to keep the oxygen going, you know, and we're going to keep you safe. And that includes, no, you don't want to do that because that's the unknown. And so, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. That's just so powerful. So yeah, thank you, Anita. And you know, I'm curious here, you're obviously an expert at helping people overcome those limiting beliefs and create that, you know, just effortless, well, we hope effortless anyway, easier work, life, home balance in their lives. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Well, you are certainly correct in that it is a definite challenge for an entrepreneur, because you go into business with one skill set and you have to learn so many others along the way. I have had lots of experience in sales in my previous positions. So the sales procedure itself isn't necessarily the challenge that I have, because I know this is what this person's going to need. And I believe in it. Mm-hmm. My biggest challenge when it comes to the sales process is having a client really understand the value of coaching and how that transitions into a monetary value.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh yeah. No, that makes perfect sense. And you're not alone with that.
That yeah.
is definitely one of those challenges because it's the intangible first off, you know, it's not mm-hmm. jumping into the, you know, walking down to a showroom and sitting in, you know, various cars and trying out things and taking for a test drive. It's all intangible. And so exactly. that's one of the biggest challenges, how to create something tangible and measurable mm-hmm. through the intangible. And I'd love to give you a few, I don't know whether it's a technique or a mindset shift, if you'd like. I'm happy to
share. I would love that.
Okay. So, you know, the thing is, and I love the fact that you've shared with us that you were in sales previously. You have sales experience. So mm-hmm. the thing that's interesting here is with coaching, it's not transactional selling, it's transformational selling. Mm-hmm. And so through the enrollment conversation with your prospective client, you're actually helping them transform their paradigm around what's possible. And by understanding what's possible, that's when they can associate an actual value to it. And I know that's a little vague. And of course, we don't want to spend the whole hour or half hour on this because this show is all about you, not about me. But with my clients, one of the things that's interesting that is very effective is, you know, to have real life examples, you know, as they're sharing about some of their frustrations that are going on, to just say, well, so, you know, how when you face the morning on a Monday morning and that panic comes over you about all the overwhelm, the life that's coming. So you take it into the real life, right? Mm-hmm. And they're connecting with, oh, yes, I know that all too well. And then you present, this is what it could be like after teaming up with me. Instead of feeling that on a regular basis, whether it's Sunday afternoon, Monday morning, or, you know, and then the weeks fly by and the months fly by, instead you wake up and you're feeling, you know, not only a sense of calm, but maybe even a sense of anticipation about what the week is going to unfold. Oh, that's wonderful. And so the point that I'm making here is, in order for somebody to really perceive a value, they have to understand what the actual impact is for them on a real life basis. Does that make sense?
That's absolutely, you've nailed it. It's exactly what I was looking for. Yeah, no, that brings so much insight. Thank you.
Oh, good. Great. Hopefully that'll move the needle for you in your next conversation with a prospective client and help bring that clarity around the value of working with you. So yeah. I love that.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Right. I love it. Thank you.
Oh yeah, you're quite welcome. And you know, we have just been enduring quite a, you know, the way I was describing this real life situation, you know, the panic and the overwhelm, you know, the pandemic, right? It's created so much in so many different ways for people, you know, that stress over, of course, staying safe and our health, mm-hmm. you know, financial stress, the, you know, just having so much now at home, whereas everybody mm-hmm. went away and did their thing. Now we have been anyway, things are opening up here where there's light at the end of the tunnel, I believe. But anyway, can you talk a little bit about any impacts that the pandemic has had on the work that you do?
Absolutely. The first and foremost, so there's a couple of things that have happened because of the pandemic. Now the pandemic's just a fact. And it's, again, something we can't control,
right?
But we can control our thoughts around it. So one of the benefits that I've been able to come up with, now, originally coaching is very person-to-person in the same room centered. I love the fact that now people are much more comfortable with like a Zoom meeting, virtual meetings. Mm-hmm. So now I can help people beyond my own physical geographic region. So I'm super excited about that. So that's actually been a wonderful change that's happened because of the pandemic.
Right.
I love that I'm able to help men now, whereas before I previously was not offering that part of my service. So the fact that I can help more people has been a blessing. Mm-hmm. And again, because it's a fact, I can choose to look at it either in a good way or a bad way or a neutral way. One of the things that I find a lot of my clients looking at is that balance between, like you said, kind of we're all at home now. My daughter was just having gym class in the living room and my husband's downstairs working and we're always together. Mm-hmm. Creating boundaries has been a huge issue for people because there's no definitive line anymore. There's no, I put on my work clothes and I get in my car and I drive to a different location and I perform these obligations for my job and I have lunch with colleagues and then I hop in my car and I come home. Yeah. Since there's no more of that, people have really started to kind of blur the line. They're working later. They're interacting with their family more so than ever and on a different way. So when I talk to my clients, it's really important that we start putting some of those even physical barriers, getting up in the morning, brushing your teeth, doing your hair, putting on makeup or putting on your work clothes. Don't spend your day in your pajamas. Have that some sort of delineation between personal and professional time and set a timer. This is my lunchtime and this is what I'm going to do on my lunchtime. And although you can't have lunch with colleagues anymore necessarily, and you know, spend that time doing something that brings you joy. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really important to have those segmented parts of your day and end your day at the end of the workday, whether it be 4:35, 5:30, and then you stop because a lot of people are working way into the night and then it all becomes a big blur and right. They're mentally exhausted.
Right. Yeah.
So I find putting in the boundaries, even if it's physical. I know if I'm in my pajamas, I think a little bit differently than when I'm in my work clothes. So mm-hmm. Even just something like that, I find has really helped my clients benefit from being at home and being able to control what they can. We can't control what's happening outside. We can't control what COVID's doing, but we can control how we think about it and what we do about it. So mm-hmm. Making sure that you're just controlling what you can, I think mm-hmm. Is a huge, huge benefit to being able to get through this as best as possible.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense because it is, you know, at first blush, it was like, oh, great. I can have my comfy pants on mm-hmm. all the time. And oh, the refrigerator is just right there and I can be snacking and oh, sure. Bring your toys in here. And, you know, we're like all co-mingling with everything. And I love your clarity around just the boundaries of maybe disappeared. And, you know, I remember not too long ago where it's like, okay, you put on your power suit. Well, there was mm-hmm. A reason for that. And it's not because you're at a physical office that you go away to and you enter this boardroom, but it's, you're still in your boardroom. And yeah. Putting on that power suit helps to frame things up and build that mindset around self-value. So yeah, what you said just makes so much sense. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And well, okay. I'm curious here, Anita, how do you work with women and men now who want to finally get off the hamster wheel of barely covering all the demands of work, of home, of family, and instead, you know, create those fulfilling, balanced lives. Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. So a lot of my technique is neuro-linguistic programming. So that's kind of retraining your brain to think differently. Again, there are facts and there's fiction. So the fiction happens in your head and the story you tell yourself about the facts that are happening in life. We get really used to being in our comfort zone, which we talked about a little bit earlier, where that's where your brain wants to be, what it knows is happening and it continues. And that can be good or bad. A lot of my technique is retraining your brain to think differently. So because my philosophy is your thoughts will create your feelings create your beliefs. Your beliefs create your actions and your actions create your outcomes. Mm-hmm. So I take everybody right back to the very beginning and we examine the thoughts. We look at what you're thinking about a particular situation and how you can change your thinking. And that does take a lot of time to reprogram your brain to think in a slightly different way. And there's a whole technique. So you can't go from, I feel like I don't bring value to I'm so valuable. There's a whole stepping process that your brain really needs to believe what it's saying to itself. So I take people through what they initially believe to a better thought, a slightly better thought, and then another slightly better thought. So then you get comfortable and your brain doesn't have a little temper tantrum thinking, wait a minute, what are you doing? You're trying to fool me. So we kind of trick the brain into thinking better thoughts. So, and they become permanent better thoughts. So it's not a better feeling quickly. It's a more permanent basis. Mm-hmm. And it's a lasting basis. And really just everything starts with your thoughts. And I really take my clients through looking at their thoughts around what they believe, situations, even relationships, because everyone has a different perception of what's happening. So we really examine that in depth. But a lot of my technique will be neurolinguistic, retraining your brain to think differently. And it's a happier thought. Like, what do you want to think? Your brain's going to think anyway. So what do you want it to think?
Right. It's not delusion. It's not
not at all.
Falseness. No. It's just, like you said earlier, looking for the evidence or the fact that there is the supporting evidence out there. So it's not just pie in the sky type stuff.
Not at all. Exactly. Exactly. And your brain's going to think and you get to choose what you think. Mm-hmm. You can choose that you bring value or you can choose that you don't. And, you know, where do each of those thoughts lead you?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's powerful to really trace it all the way back and realize this cause and effect, you know, this chain reaction.
Absolutely. And I really believe that your thoughts will create your outcomes eventually. I mean, how you think about yourself, again, creating those boundaries, even putting on, like you said, the power suit really changes your mind frame about how you show up in your day, as opposed to, you know, your bunny slippers, as lovely as they are.
Yeah, exactly.
but you still have a different viewpoint of yourself. And I think we really go into that on a much deeper level as well with your thoughts. And we really examine them and we create better thoughts that really promote a better outcome, the outcome that you want to have in life.
Well, I've heard it say that the best investment is in your beliefs, investing in making sure that your beliefs are not sabotaging your efforts.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
So,
and a lot of it will happen subconsciously and you're not even aware of it. And that's where coaching really comes in to help, because we can recognize what's happening on a more subconscious level through even subtle physical movements or words that you choose to use to describe. So it's really nice to have that second set of eyes that have been trained to look for this. Mm-hmm. So I find that that's a really powerful technique that I use in my coaching practice.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
I am on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. And again, it's all a Queen's Coach, because I believe all women are queens of their destiny.
Okay.
I think we've passed our princess points. We don't want anybody rescuing us. We are
full on queens.
Full on queens.
And now kings too, right?
Now kings as well. Absolutely.
King and Queen's Coaching.
I love it. And if they wanted to reach out to my website and learn a little bit more about me and what I do, they can look me up at aqueenscoach.ca.
Okay, perfect. So that is on Facebook and Instagram, A Queen's Coach. And then your website is the same name, aqueenscoach.ca, correct?
That is correct. Yes.
No apostrophe, just a queen.
No apostrophe.
Coach. Okay, perfect. All right, fantastic. Well, Anita, you've already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your business, And what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
First of all, know that we have all been there. And one thing that's really pulled me through has been to remember the why. Why did I start this? What is my passion? What is my objective? Who am I here to help? Just remembering the why you got into your business is really powerful. Remind yourself daily of that. And if you feel like you have gaps in what you can offer, there's so much out there right now. There's so much free stuff. You can listen to podcasts. You can find courses online. There's some phenomenal courses to help you through business if maybe you're not sure, you know, how to do some aspect of your business, because it's hard to know. You're the marketing department, you're the writing department, you're the accounts receivable and payable. So you take on all these roles. And if you find that there's a particular part that maybe isn't your strength, there's so much out there right now. Go look into it. Mm-hmm. Go get a coach. Have someone else cheer you on, or a mentor. But definitely don't give up, because you want to always remember the why you got into business. And I think that will drive you every morning that you get up.
Right. Yeah. No, that's powerful. And I love how you added to that the why and the who, you know, because that's also important to keep in mind. Just like you at the very beginning, you know, you're like, oh, all these people that I've made a difference for, you know, that's part of the why as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's what gets you up, and it reminds you every day, don't give up, because there are people out there that need you to be there.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I love it. Thank you so much, Anita. I really appreciate you sharing those words of wisdom. Definitely will make a huge difference for, I'm sure, more than one listener.
I certainly hope so.
Yeah. And Anita, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from, you know, your early work where you were working, it sounds like, for others and, you know, a professional type situation, a job, going and reporting and being that, you know, important piece to somebody else's vision. And then you realize, hey, wait a second, I'm in my 50s and I know of this zone of genius that I have. And I just keep like keeping it in this drawer here. Mm-hmm. I share it with my friends and family and it's fun. Why not go for it? Why not get out there in a bigger way and walk my talk? And that's what you have done. Now, this impactful work that you're now doing as a professional certified life coach, helping people create a balance between their work, their home, and their family, and bring about the real change necessary for them to confidently pursue their dreams to their fullest. So I really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Oh, Wendy, it was an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for having me on your show. It was an amazing time spent with you and your listeners. I really appreciate the opportunity to share my journey and my vision with everyone as well. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And this has been fun, definitely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Anita Coit through the social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, as well as her website, aqueenscoach.ca. So that is aqueenscoach.ca. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Anita Coit. And as always, here's to your success.